The Florida League of Women Voters and Democrats around the state are calling on Republican Governor Rick Scott to extend early voting hours. The move comes as reports of long lines from around Florida are pouring in. From our sister station WMFE in Orlando, Mark Simpson has more.
Former Democratic State Senator Dan Gelber and League of Women Voters of Florida President Deirdre McNabb each sent letters calling for more early voting. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson also emphasized the need for more early voting hours if long lines continue. Nelson, a Democrat running for re-election, noted that many minorities in Florida have depended on using the Sunday before Election Day to cast their ballot as he addressed a gathering of Hispanic business leaders in Orlando.
Especially Hispanics and African Americans in the last decade have availed themselves of the use of Sunday because it's a convenient day, they're not working, and I would certainly hope that the governor would extend it if the lines are particularly long.
The Republican Party of Florida responded to the request, noting that changes to Florida's election law still provide a mandated 96 hours of early voting. In 2008, Republican Governor Charlie Crist extended early voting hours after complaints of long lines. I'm Mark Simpson in Orlando.
And the Miami Marlins have chosen their new manager again. As WLRN Miami Herald reporter Phil Latzman tells us, the job is going to one of the team's former players.
Mike Redmond spent 13 seasons as a major league catcher, his first seven as a member of the Marlins. 2 years ago, he retired and became a manager in the Toronto Blue Jays minor league system. The 41-year-old Redmond replaces the fired Ozzie Guillen, who lasted just one disappointing season on the job. The Marlins, who moved into a new Little Havana ballpark and spent $200 million trying to improve the team, finished in last place in 2012 with a record of 69-93. Redmond will be the Marlins' sixth manager in the past four seasons alone and 13th overall in the team's 20-year history. I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
And Space Shuttle Atlantis isn't going far to its retirement home at Kennedy Space Center's main tourist stop. Today's one-way road trip over a mere 10 miles to its exhibition site represents the closing chapter of what once was a passionate endeavor for so many in NASA's space program. And Books and Books is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. We talked to owner Mitchell Kaplan at the bottom of the hour on WLRN Miami Herald News. And for more news, go to our website, WLRN.org. And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Ariana Prothero.